Let's talk roads, bridges, broadband, internet. Now that Republicans will take over control of the U.S. House of Representatives come January, what does that mean for billions in infrastructure money passed largely by Democrats? And what does it mean for investments in general in infrastructure? Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan is with us. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Scott.
So Congress passed and the president signed the Inflation Reduction Act. We've talked a lot about that. A lot of focus on climate change, green energy, electrifying our cars and roads. Will a Republican House, Seth, change those priorities?
Well, the act includes almost $400 billion, Scott, for climate change, measures to address climate change. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to change. I mean, that's already been passed. But in terms of the details of how all of that is allocated, I mean, climate change encompasses a lot of things. And now you've got a House, yes, controlled by Republicans who have different priorities. And you could imagine some of that money being allocated in different ways from how it might be if Democrats were in control as they have been.
Okay. Okay. And the broader issue of infrastructure, did it play a big role in the midterm elections?
It did, although it depends. Different people have different thoughts about how it impacted them. You might remember Senator Rick Scott tried to challenge the leadership of Mitch mm-hmm. McConnell in the Senate. He said that Republicans who had gone along with infrastructure spending were a problem. Now, some outside observers noted that Republicans who voted with infrastructure actually did relatively well.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, there was no question that inflation-minded voters, some of them at least, bought the argument that all the infrastructure spending is perhaps unhelpful when it comes to inflation.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, on Capitol Hill, infrastructure is traditionally a bipartisan issue, but are there certain infrastructure priorities that Republicans tend to focus on more?
Yeah. And that kind of goes back to your first question, right, in terms of how exactly money is going to be allocated. Absolutely. I mean, Republicans tend to represent more rural parts of the country. So if you live in a big city, when you think infrastructure, you might think a subway system, mm-hmm. right? Projects like that, maybe airports. If you live in a rural area, you might be thinking about roads and bridges. Those are the kinds of projects that we're likely to see Republicans push for funding. And they're going to have a little more clout now than they have had, even though closely divided government. We remember Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, played a big mm-hmm. part in rural funding.
Seth Kaplan is here now, transportation analyst. Seth, thank you as always.
Thank you, Scott.